Hello and welcome to the Manifesting Treatment Meditation. Okay, so today we're implementing the new moon energy for new beginnings. And I am so excited to welcome you to this magical experience. Now, before we begin, let's talk about manifesting, what it is and what it isn't, and the energy behind it. The word manifestation means to create something or to turn something from an idea into a reality. Manifesting is bringing something into your reality that began as the energetic spark of a thought. A thought that forms an idea that then you experience as your reality. What it isn't is something you can turn off. And what I mean is, we're always manifesting. We are an energetic vibration. And as you know, everything is energy. We are a frequency of energy that's always molding matter into form, whether consciously or subconsciously. The key here is to be living consciously. Consciously choosing to be the highest vibration of love energy possible. Otherwise, we're manifesting from the most dominant energy that's hanging out in our subconscious. And that energy could be how upset we got yesterday or earlier today about something that maybe we got an unexpected bill in the mail, or we had an argument with somebody, or we got angry about something that we saw on social media or TV or through the news. And when that energy is dominant, that's the energy we manifest from. That's what we become a magnet for, is more of that energy. Whatever frequency that we are vibrating at, we set the wheels into motion to mold that energy into form as another experience in our reality, another experience in our life. You know, years ago, oh my gosh, I made living in a high level of fear. Or not high, but intense level of fear. I made that an art form. I perfected it. And as a result, vibrating in that energy, I repeated over and over and over again, creating things that I didn't want, manifesting. Man, you know, we get really good at manifesting the things that we don't want. When all it takes is a shift of our energy to create something better, to create something that we want, to manifest that blissful, joy-filled life that is our birthright. So what's your dominant energy right now? How did your day complete yesterday? Did you go to bed worrying about something? Were you stressed or overwhelmed? And did you wake up that way? Or did you immerse yourself in gratitude, that beautiful energy of gratitude for all the blessings in your life before you went to sleep and you woke up feeling really good? What was it? How are you now? What's the energetic vibration you're in right now? Excited to be here and, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. Well, that's where we want to be. And we can get there by consciously choosing to be the highest vibration of love. We have that power within us to consciously choose to be the highest vibration of love possible. In this moment, we can choose that no matter what's happened. And you know, if you If you get an unexpected bill in the mail, or you get triggered by something, someone says something and you get triggered and you're feeling upset or anxious, that surprise of that experience, that energy, that reaction only lasts a few seconds. And then you have an opportunity to choose to be another energy, a higher vibration of love energy. You have the power to choose. And if it's 2 or 3 hours later, and you're wallowing in despair, anger, frustration, overwhelm, stress, whatever it is, it's time to put a stop to that and choose to be another vibration. Choose to look at what's happened with a new perspective of, if you're triggered by something, this is an opportunity for growth. This is an opportunity to choose to be a higher vibration. And when we choose enough times, it becomes automatic. It becomes our habit. It becomes our way of living to consciously choose to be of a higher vibration, to achieve that state of poise that Florence Govel Shinn talks about, where nothing moves you. And when you're in that state of poise, where nothing moves you, that state of love, that state of grace, that state of gratitude, you're a magnet for more things, more experiences of that love vibration. And that is your birthright. So if you take nothing else from our time together today, take this. When you live consciously, using the power within you to consciously choose to be the highest vibration of love energy possible, miracles happen. And you become a magnet for miraculous, love-filled experiences. A magnet. And that's the way we all want to live, at that highest vibration of love possible, to be a magnet for more experiences of that love energy. And that love energy translates into those dreams and desires of your heart. Happiness in its truest form, manifesting as the reality of your life. And if you're feeling like maybe you don't deserve happiness, whether consciously or subconsciously, you could be believing that. Please let that belief go. And I want you to know that no matter what you have or have not done in your life, no matter where you live, no matter who you are, you deserve to be happy. Living your happy square of life is your birthright. Love is your essence. Love energy will set you free from the pain and suffering of this physical world. Allow that love that is your essence, that authentic you, to shine forth that divinity within you and be free of the pain and suffering. Doesn't mean you don't care, because I know you care. But the love will set you free. And when you're happy, when you're living in that vibration of love, your light shines brightly through the darkness and the chaos of this world. You bring in the light, and that love light, like a beacon, you touch everyone around you, and their lives improve too. Mother Earth rejoices because you heal the soil's beneath your feet with that beautiful love that you are. You are where you are because that's where Mother Earth needs you. And that being said, as energetic beings, outside forces affect the energy of our human bodies. We are human. The solar flares and the storms on the sun, they affect the electronic field of our technology, and we being electric energy, it affects our human bodies too. The phases of the moon affects the ebb and flow of the tides of our oceans, and our human bodies are, what, 60% water? So the ebb and flow of the tides, the magnetic pull of the moon, it affects our human body. So today we come together on this day of the new moon to use that new beginnings energy. Florence talks about being able to see in the dark. That's how we experience the darkness before the dawn, when something we're wanting to happen in our life, something we want to manifest, we've been working on it, and it seems like, well, I think she calls it everything goes to smash, something like that. But it seems like things may be falling apart, when the reality is that it's in this moment of the darkness that we can adjust our vision, our perception, our beliefs, knowing that what we want is already ours at a higher plane of existence, so it's here. And bringing it in through that energy, and we can see through the dark. All we had to do is let our eyes adjust. And so in this darkness of the new moon, the opportunities, the limitlessness, we can see those things and the magic happens. Okay, so I'm going to speak the word for our treatment. And then we're going to create our safe, sacred space to connect with the love of the divinity within. And I'll begin creating that safe space with a technique that I learned from Deepak Chopra to quiet our mind so that we can quiet down that mind chatter, connect with the breath of God within us. And the different sections of this technique, they address different parts of the brain to help us make that connection, to quiet that mind chatter, and to connect with the superconscious higher self, that divinity within you. And there will be four questions during this technique. Don't try to answer. Life will move you into those answers. And then we'll, together with the love of the angels, we'll create that sacred space to hold the love energy of the highest order, to support you to manifest the dreams of your heart, fulfilling your happy square of life. Infinite Spirit, I release the need to hold on to beliefs and thought patterns of the past that do not serve me. This release sets me free. I accept the truth that I am worthy, deserving, and good enough to manifest and live the life that makes me happy. I accept that I have the power to manifest what I wish to be, do, and have. All that my heart dreams of. I am now free to manifest what I want. I am deserving. I am good enough. This belief is safe and true. And we set the intention to integrate these words, the energy behind them, the belief of them, the power of them. We begin by breathing deeply, for it's through our breath that we connect with that divinity within. It's through our breath that we hear and understand the whispers of our angels. It's through our breath that we connect with that strength and stamina of the divinity within. So just take a really deep breath. And with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, eyes closed, just focus your attention on your heart. And just take another deep breath. And just slowly exhale. And now with another deep breath, just shift your focus to the gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace to your heart those things that you're grateful for. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with another really deep breath, we come together as one in this moment with singular intention to shift into our heart space where all things are possible. The angels and beings of light join us now. They join us to support us and help us to create our safe, sacred space. And we form a circle. The angels and the light beings and I, we form a circle. And Archangel Michael joins us to escort you into our circle. So please just take his hand as he leads you to the circle, where you take my right hand in yours, and we come together to complete our safe, sacred space. And as you hold my hand and that of an angel, we're here in this safe space, having come together with singular intention to release the need to hold on to fears of this physical world, the chaos, the overwhelm, the stress. We're willing to let all this go and reconnect with the love that is our essence. We breathe in with that deep breath. We breathe in the love. And we exhale out all that tension, flushing away that less than love energy. Deep breath, relaxing exhale. And with deep intention through my heart, I send love to you through my right hand to your left. That love flows up your left arm to your heart, filling your heart with love, merging with the love of the divinity within, to support you to shift from your headspace to your heart space. Breathe in that breath of God, that love energy. And that love flows from hand to hand, from you to an angel, around the circle, building the love, round and round. And from above, a beautiful, bright, white light comes down to join us. It begins as a light and it swirls into a mist of love, and just breathe deeply of that beautiful mist of love and light. And your hands begin to glow with that love. And your heart glows with that divine white light of love. And in the center of our circle, please place those things that you wish to heal. Those feelings and emotions that you want to leave behind. The resentment, betrayal, anger, stress and overwhelm, the chaos feelings of this physical world. Just place those in the center of the circle. And feel that relief as they leave your body. Release that need to hold on to unforgiveness. And set yourself free. This beautiful, bright light of love that comes down from above and sweeps through our circle raises the vibration of these areas of your life that you want to improve. Washes away the fear. And just place in the center of the circle all those things, the areas of your life that you want to improve. the things that you want to manifest, the material things, the things you want to do. And who you want to be. For here in this circle, everything is possible. Those dreams of your heart, for magnificent financial flow, loving, harmonious relationships, magnificent health, a body that feels fabulous, work that makes your heart sing with joy, peace, harmony, love in your heart, connected with that essence of God, that God part within you, connecting with that superconscious higher self where all things are possible, and you are limitless. What do you want? Feel the experience of being, doing, and having what you want. Feel that empowerment of consciously deciding. I want this. Allow your body to feel the truth that this is possible. Who do you want to be? Who you are is possible. Who you want to be is possible. You are limitless. Breathe into that joy, that excitement of reconnecting with that beautiful essence of love that you are. Feel that connection with the creator of all that is, where everything is possible. Because we would never tell God no. The answer is yes. Just breathe deeply into the energy of this empowerment, of this acceptance, fully in sync with your superconscious higher self as one with the divinity within. Claim what is your birthright under grace. And this beautiful light, through this beautiful light that comes down from above, is this beautiful golden hand of God and it rests gently above your head. And then slowly begins to move down through your body. And as this beautiful golden hand of God comes down through the top of your head, it brings with it the light. The light of limitless possibility, the power, the strength, the stamina. Pushing out negativity and fear. Clearing away hidden beliefs, thought patterns that sabotage you. That beautiful golden hand ever so gently comes down, washing away the words that are negative, the thoughts that are negative, bringing in the light. That beautiful golden hand ever so gently comes down through your arms, through your body, bringing in the light, the healing light of love. And as it reaches your fingertips, that beautiful light shoots from your fingers. Your heart is glowing with that beautiful love, light of God, that divinity within that is always there. That light shines brighter. Beautiful golden hand moves down through your body, bringing in the light, bringing in the love, healing as it passes through. Moving down through your hips, releasing the tension, bringing in the light, bringing in the love. That beautiful golden hand of God moves down through your legs, down through your feet, breathe in that limitless possibility that you are again. What do you want? Think of what you want to be, do, and have, releasing any negative thoughts that come through, bathing them in the light. And now in your mind's eye, allow yourself to see in the center of the circle, you being, doing, having what you want, living your happy square of life, health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression, and everything in between. Allow yourself to see, feel the experience, the joy. Embrace it to your heart. And as you embrace it to your heart, take another really deep, deep breath. And on the exhale, this beautiful manifesting power within you, this brilliant light of grace, it expands up and out, swirling out to the universe, magnetizing to you the joy, the love of being, doing, and having what you want. Living your fulfilled square of life in joy, happiness, peace within your heart, resting safely in the palm of God. Just speak this word after me. We speak this word of our treatment together with the life force energy of God within you. Speak after me. Infinite Spirit, I release the need to hold on to beliefs and thought patterns of the past that do not serve me. This release sets me free. I accept the truth that I am worthy, deserving, and good enough to manifest and live the life that makes me happy. I accept that I have the power to manifest what I wish to be, do, and have. All that my heart dreams of. I am now free to manifest what I want. I am deserving. I am good enough. This belief is safe and true. Breathe in deeply of this truth, feeling the energy moving within you to without, molding into form the desires of your heart. You are as one with the divinity within. Empowered, fully connected, free to manifest what your heart desires, opening the way for new beginnings in all directions of time. And we ground into this energy, and we bring the power of manifesting what we want back with us. So just allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth, down through the rocks and the soils and the water, down to that healing love energy at her center, where those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you, grounding you, solidifying the desires of your heart, the love that you are. And with another deep breath, just pull that love, healing, strength, and stamina energy back up through the soils of Mother Earth. Back up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes. In deepest gratitude, we thank the angels, Archangel Michael, the light beings of love, God, for supporting us, for being with us, for holding us in this sacred space. And I want to thank you for joining me, for being with me today, for being a part of this. When we set our intention to create something new and wonderful, the possibilities are endless. Intention is everything. Live consciously. Choose the energy that you want to be, that love of the highest order, as best you can, in every moment. When your energy starts to drain, or you start to get angry or frustrated or stressed, do your best to recognize it as it's happening so you can stop it. And then choose to be that higher vibration of love. I do want to share that the golden hand of God that I used, I learned from my friend Rachel Keen. She uses it as a grounding technique. And as you felt, it's very powerful. So thank you for joining me. We will complete the next manifesting meditation will be in June on the new moon. I believe that's the 17th. It'll be a Saturday. But watch your emails so you can find out when that will be. And again, thank you so much for joining me. And I would love it if you would share with me your experience.